Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Steve Pivel Product Shizzle.
Yeah.
Two True Radio, let's go.
You know,
Two True Radio, let's go.
Come on,
Two True Radio, let's go. Two True Radio, let's go.
Yeah,
Two True Radio, let's go.
Let's go, let's go,
radio,
let's go.
Let's go.
Look here,
Tony, Two True Radio, if you ain't know. And this is Sam Milley introducing the Steve Pivel Show. We connect Connecticut, Philly, and Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, yo, what up?
You know what it do?
And y'all rocking with
the Steve Pivel Show
on Two True Radio. So what I want y'all to do is tune in, get up, turn your radios the fuck up. We here, yo DJ, take the music back. Indie artists, stand up. We live, baby. We got an outlet right now. It's all good. Get yourself, put yourself on blast and holla at that dude.
A.K.A. 2-T-I-U,
True Tony.
You'll put the magic on my friend Lou,
True Tony.
They don't believe that you're too true,
True
Tony. Now show the world, homie, what you do,
True.
I'm in my room with my headphones on, zoning,
True.
Waiting for 7 o'clock just to break bread with my homies,
True.
Bumping them indie artists, combo with any caller,
True.
347-884-8065, holla,
True.
Embrace the movement, we the face of that ghetto music,
True.
True and pen, we moving in, we keep the world influenced,
True.
No time for ego tripping. Infiltrators intruding,
True.
Y'all having problems with your spin, only got the solution,
True.
A man with a briefcase, not the duffel bag, boy,
True.
He's tuning in, ain't tuning in, yo, that's a bad choice,
True.
He got the drop on that new, so fuck this tabloid,
True.
In the scoop on them crews, making mad noise,
True.
We deep in the set, y'all peeping the best, y'all best to ask around,
True.
We first class, the second class, passing trash around,
True.
We worldwide, what our ground, y'all better track us down,
True.
Catch us now, True Radio, the hottest sound,
True.
Hey, what's going on? This is LC, a.k.a. Larry Cartwright. And I just want to say, I really love what you guys are doing. Especially Tony. He's taking these boys from up north and the west coast and the down here, the dirty, dirty, as they say, and making it all work like gumbo. I love it. Because frankly, I'm tired of the Mickey Mouse shit that's been going on this traditional radio. Yeah, we going to put a stop to this. Y'all make a whole me want to jump back in the game.
True.
The music is so good and original.
True.
These individuals really got talent.
True.
That's all I got to say. I just want to put my two cents in, represent this Two True Radio movement, and I'm going to keep tuning in, and I'm going to keep telling everybody about this movement, because it's a great thing.
True.
Wednesday, July 22nd, the Steve Pivel Show, blogtalkradio.com, Two True Radio. That's how we do it. Welcome, everybody, to the Steve Pivel Show. We're going to cruise. We're going to cruise on cruise control today. What's good with you, my little brother, Steve?
Not much, man. Counting down the days before I touch down back to the A. Counting down the days before you get here. So we can get this thing going, put the wheels in motion. They're already in motion, but you know we about to get on to some hands-on stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Some real serious hands-on stuff, man. Some real serious hands-on.
The week is good, man. How I sound right now, Tone?
Man, you sound great, man. You sound great. You sound rested. You're coming in nice, loud and clear. Everybody, just in case you don't know, Two True is broadcasting from Southern California. My boy Steve Penn is out there in, what's that, New Haven, Connecticut?
I'm in Waterbury, Connecticut right now.
Waterbury, Connecticut. My bad. Waterbury, Connecticut. So we doing that cross-country broadcasting today with everybody. You know, we're all in transition. We're relocating Two True Radio headquarters into ATL. We'll be in effect this coming Monday morning. This coming Monday will be in full effect. Our headquarters will be in full effect in the ATL coming up. I wanted to give big shout-outs to all my friends over at CoreDJRadio.com, YinYangTwinsRadio.com, IcyColor.com, and if I'm missing anybody else, I really am sorry about that, but we're networking. I know that you guys are checking me out mostly online, and I appreciate that. It would be nice if you guys call in and holler and say hello to your boy Steve Penn and your boy Tony Two True and give us some support because we show giving it back to you. Steve, man, I got some new music, man, out your camp up there in Connecticut, man.
Yeah, man.
My boy Bill Penn.
Yeah, they doing their thing, man. They're supposed to slide through on a few. You know, we're going to chop it up with them, Rod Fam. Rod Fam Entertainment out of Connecticut. Little brother Bill Penn, a.k.a. Bill Blast, CEO of Rod Fam. They're going to be in here in a little while chopping it up. We're going to basically cruise today, man. We're going to cruise. We're going to listen to some new music and, you know, have a good conversation like we always do about this time.
Real talk, man. So that's Bill Penn with the Rod family, man. So we might get a chance to talk to those guys today. Steve, let's take a listen at this new track. It's called The Past by Bill Penn. This is an exclusive Two True Radio, the Steve Penn Show, and we're going to do it like this. Let's give our boy Bill Penn and the Rye family some support. This is exclusive music on Two True Radio, The Past. Check it out.
Gotta learn to let the past be in the past, or else.
I'm trying to be the man, but I won't make apologies about my
past.
Been to hold on tight, forgive and forget. But her, she stay talking that old new
stuff.
Fight, sounding like the same old argument. It's always like, where you going, who is you with? Phone ring, I don't answer why, that your chick?
Nah,
I ain't in this for the game, I ain't in it to play. If I ain't want it, wouldn't have it, I would leave it today. I love her, she love me, it's getting harder to stay.
Let's be real, be honest, and maybe better that way.
I thought that too, the past make you think things through.
Okay, that's true, but nothing's promised to you.
True. But I promised I would never leave, and told her she would never grieve. But she keep accusing me, and slowly losing me. Yeah, I did what I did, it's a thing in the past.
You just gotta let it be if you want it to last.
Yeah, we both gotta forgive, let the past be the past.
That's right.
But I will make apologies about my past.
Girl,
about my past, girl. Tell me why you don't let me.
Don't forget it.
I make a change. Why can't you see me on my past, girl? On my past.
Just gotta let it go. Why not?
Happening between us, I can't take it. It feels like my heart's gonna bust.
I don't know what else to do.
Like the fact that you don't have trust. Do you think I love you, or do you think it's just lust?
No, you don't think
I'm telling
lust.
You I love you. Why can't you see that? I may not answer my phone, but it doesn't mean it's neglect.
Yeah, you leave me room to assume.
What's with the attitude?
I ain't no fool.
Come on, man.
I smell the perfume because of my love for you. I kept my cool.
Okay, okay.
You did me dirt, soap and water couldn't cleanse it. They say time is money, so alone is how I spend it.
Hold on.
Do you think that's right?
Yeah.
Let the past be the past. I don't want to fucking fight. I knew I was wrong for what I did, but let's not overlook the fact that you chose to forget.
Right. Now the past was the biggest situation we had. We spent so much time, energy and effort, that just walking away feels like a waste of effort. I think I want to walk away.
You really want to walk away?
I don't know, it's hard to say.
I mean, what you think will make you stay?
Less to the past and more of the present day. You learn from your history, the future is a mystery. Let's focus on the right now before our flight comes down. We used to be so close, talking the day away. Now it's Drew Hill, we done ran out of words to say. Been together for a dime, came a very long way. But you still bringing the fights from year three. We talk to marriage, but it's clear, you don't trust me. I know I did a lot of things, baby, I'm sorry. The past is the past, and baby, let's let it be. If not, there's no future, and we should just let it be.
I'm trying to be the man you need, but I will make apologies about my past.
I'm
about my past, girl. About my past.
Bill Penn. That boy's tight, man. Bill Penn, man. I'm gonna play another track by Bill Penn and Steve Penn, and your boy Too True will be right back.
I ain't good with apologies, y'all. So I'ma speak through the song, make my word my bond.
Sorry.
I ain't good with apologies, y'all. I know I did some foul things, gotta pardon me, y'all.
Sorry.
I ain't good with apologies, y'all. Just let the past be the past, since you try and move on.
Sorry.
I ain't good with apologies, y'all. So I'ma speak through the song and make my word my bond.
Hey,
sorry.
Yo, you knew right from the jump that I was no good.
I told
girl when we met, thought this was understood. It wasn't meant to be, maybe one day possibly.
But maybe
now,
future,
we were just kicking, trying to escape. Friends with benefits, we get up and just skate. OT, spend the weekends like life's great.
Yeah,
but back home, I had different food on my plate. Guess I wasn't full, I just needed that slice of cake. Before I even knew, it was strictly me and you. You thought you can change me, I thought the same too. Reality was, I was who I was. And I was young and I knew that my player wouldn't budge. You were so sweet, innocent, madly in love. Until my better judge, I just let the situation roll on. Thinking in my mind, we can grow strong. But really, I should've told you, chill, boo, hold on.
I ain't good with apologies, y'all. So I'ma speak through the song and make my word my bond.
Sorry.
I ain't good with apologies, y'all. I know I did some foul things, gotta pardon me, y'all.
I'm sorry.
I ain't good with apologies, y'all. Let the past be the past, since you try and move on.
Sorry.
I ain't good with apologies, y'all. So I'ma speak through the song and make my word my bond.
Sorry.
For a while, hey, things was going smooth, and I was like, cool. Then I had that little relapse.
Slipped
Can't
up.
Even tell you why I did what I did. So I kept it on tap, but somehow it got back. When I came to the crib that night, this shit was packed. You were crying and fighting, we talked, you took me back. I should've told you walk away, never look back again. Cause now I'm
leave
doing
now.
Dirt again, don't wanna see you hurt again. Can't even tell you the state, my mind was working then. Got the text, well, I'm pregnant. Oh shit, real talk, only thing I thought it was you. The look on your face when I sit and tell you the truth.
When I did,
I seen your face fill up with tears. Then you scream, see I told you, you never fucking cared.
But I
you do a couple things, then you packed a couple things. Then you walked out the door for me, never to be seen. I'm sorry.
I ain't good with apologies, y'all. So I'ma speak through the song, make my word my bond.
Sorry. I ain't good with apologies, y'all. I know I did some foul things, gotta pardon me, y'all.
I'm sorry.
I ain't good with apologies, y'all. Just let the past be the past, since you try and move on.
I'm sorry.
I ain't good with apologies, y'all. So I'ma speak through the song and make my word my bond.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. For all I've done, the wrong I've done. Let's sit down, one on one, I'm sorry. Really, what I did to you, hun? I left you scorned, beat down, baby, broken and torn. I'm sorry for everything, my heart holds heavy pain. Wish I could rewind time and make the change, I'm sorry. So I'ma just speak through the song and let my words be my bond. Let my words be my bond, I'm sorry. It's been a few years now, we haven't spoke.
Out
of sight, out of mind, pain heals over time. But I'd be lying if I said that she wasn't on my mind. She the one that got away, she the one I let straight. Still hurts to this day, knowing that I did it wrong. What's that saying? Never know what you got until it's gone.
Yeah,
when
it's
gone, finally realized the love there was strong. So when I got that call saying she wanted to chat,
want
it was all cool. I just wanted to get back.
Respect
lost, we were friends before it all. Being that, certain lines that a friend don't cross.
I
ain't wanna take it there, I just wasn't playing fair. We talk, let the past be the past, and then we walk. Keep it real, keep it honest, got a space in my heart.
My
when I was
love.
Blind, couldn't see, she was the light in my dark. Feels really meant to be, then we need time apart.
I'm
sorry. I ain't good with apologies, y'all. So I'ma speak through the song, make my word my bond.
Sorry.
I ain't good with apologies, y'all. I know I did some foul things, gotta pardon me, y'all.
I'm sorry.
Bill Penn, I'm sorry. Hey, before, let me see here. Steve Penn.
Yo, yo.
I got one for you, man. We're going to toss it up a little bit today, do things a little bit different. Like we said, we on cruise control. This is the last week. Tony Too True is in the state of California, Sunshine State. You know, I'm feeling a little melancholy because, you know, I got some pretty good friends here, you know what I'm saying? They've been swooping me up, kidnapping me, and, you know, like over the weekend, my boys came and got me, man, and took me to L.A. on the beach. You know, I stayed out on the Strand kicking it with the homies and just tossing it up, man. You know, so it's a little melancholy. I'm feeling really good about my prospects in Atlanta. You know, I got our radio network empire, I like to call it. You know, I'll be around all four of my siblings, a host of nieces, nephews, great nieces, great nephews, my oldest son. So, you know, my fishing spots and just, you know, the new friends that I've met in Atlanta and some of my old friends, man. But we're gonna chop it up, man. I wanna put something out there, man. Like, you know, one of the things that I really love about your and my business relationship is that we can count on one another. You know what I'm saying? It's very important that when you work together with people that for whatever reason, in any type of relationship, you can count on one another. You know, if you tell me you're going to do something, you know, I can forget about it because it's done. And I really like that about you. And I try to give you and everybody else that I deal with the same respect, you know, like, you know, because it shows your character, you know. If you say you're going to do something, you do it. You know, and I find that a lot of people, particularly a lot of these artists, independent artists that we deal with, you know, they say they're going to do something and then they don't do it. They get sidetracked or whatever the reason is. But that's part of the reason why, they're not having their success. And, you know, because you're not keeping your word. You know, a lot of people make excuses where this happened, that happened, or whatever. But you got to be able to have character, you know, because like a guy like me, I pay attention to that type of stuff. I might not necessarily say anything, but, you know, that's what's on my mind today, man. You know, what you think about that, Steve? Man, touch on that for me, man.
Real talk right there, man. Like, you know, this is a business as well as an art form, and it's like 95% business than art. That's the easy part. Once you leave the booth, then that's when the work begins. The easy part is creating, but the networking part is where it takes the strength at. You got to have that strength. You got to have that people-friendly thing about you where, you know, you can get out there and network, make new friends, make new connects. You know what I'm saying? That's how you get the music out there. So that's real important, man. Like, these artists, they submit music. You know what I'm saying? They got to be able to follow up, tell their friends what they're doing, tell their friends where they can check for the new music at. It's all about hustling, man. It's all about hustling for the greater good, man, to support what you're doing, man, and get it out there and find new outlets and avenues so that you can be heard.
That's real talk. That's real talk. And that's one of the things I really like about our boy Jay Strong, man. That dude right there, man, he networks, you know. My girl Diamond, both of them are on the switchboard right now. I'm going to bring you guys in. Don't hang up on me, everybody. I see we have a 678, last four digits, 9352. We'd like to talk with you, too. I want to hear this other song, man. It's by my boy, Can't Get Right. I'm going to play it for you guys. It's called Don't Apologize. This cat is a serious lyricist, and he's also got a great sense of humor. I think you guys are going to like this. This is an exclusive, the Steve Penn Show. You know, we do it like that. Check this out. We'll be right back.
Messed up, man. Why you have to do me like that, yo? That dude got problems.
I really gotta admit that you did a number on me, cause you really had me thinking you would be my one and only. I loved you for your realness and everything that you've been through, enough to make my pain irrelevant to attend to. But you couldn't handle the dude, so you took a bite out my heart like a cannibal dude. And you left me in a while like I was animal food, cause the only thing you knew to take from a man is abuse. But that's how love go though, when your significant other make you feel so low. The love played out like a Tommy Hill logo, enough to make me never wanna fall in love no more. But I gotta let it go so I can move on through the world ahead of me and accept I've been played by this girl and let it be so I can keep it moving forward toward my legacy. I got a goal to reach and I was rolling when I threw all my emotions in the street and kept it going knowing that it may be something that I reap, but I don't give a damn about it cause it kept me on my feet. So in other words, if another girl wanna be with me, she's gonna have to ride with me the way I be riding the beat with skill and technique to fill the next seat, cause it take more than sex to feel to impress me. No more feeling like a pitiful light form, cause now I'm roaming the dark with a beautiful light charm that allow me to see anything that can be a threat. And if you know I'm, forget about them like we never met. And I don't care if they don't like it, this is me at my best, cause I done come a long way from always being depressed. Finally easing the stress and putting my demons to rest, to make them wanna give up and become an honorable guest. Taking phenomenal breaths to get it off of my chest, cause now I'm seeing how a lot of people lose their respect. But not enough to be abusive to the opposite sex, but just enough to make me never wanna settle for less. So I'ma keep pushing like I'm rolling my board, and never let myself ever get caught up messing with whores. Cause now I'm only living for myself to open the doors into another world I've never been a part of before. Wait a minute, stop the beat.
Get right.
What are you doing here?
Take me back, I got some
no,
weed.
No, don't be trying to win me back with no weed, girl. It's too late to get me high. It's too late.
Yeah, it's too late now. It's too late. Yeah, Steve, man. We have the wonderful, the beautiful, the luxurious Lady Diamond on the line live with us. What's up, baby?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up? What's up, Stephen Penn, Tony Tutu, you're on your way. What's up, Stephen?
Hey, Lady Diamond. What's going on with you?
No, I mean, I'm just so heartbroken. I haven't even heard from you.
Heartbroken? Oh, come on. He's not heartbroken. He's just trying to make
it. She's lonely. Both her main boys is out of state, and she's down in the ATL holding it down. That's okay. We'll be there, baby.
You know what it is. You know, I can't really call out with my phone.
I know.
You know, it's not personal. You know that.
I know it is. Your girl is on the line too, Tiffany. But let me say this before y'all talk to her. I spoke with, actually I received the email from Young T, and
yeah.
He said he can. He said anything I want him to do, he would do it, and don't worry about, you know, Moolah. He said that, you know, he want to, you know, come to Atlanta and at least 2 or 3 weeks in advance.
Man.
So we see this the other day. And you know, he said he just want to show his love. He said, Miss China, I'll do anything for y'all. So that, oh, Jesus, he loves me.
You know, that's a beautiful thing, though, Diamond. You know, we have independent artists that are hot, like Young T out of Cleveland, Ohio, for example. This cat is independent, but he does shows. He's making money. He's a very busy cat. He's a college student. But he says, I'll come to Two True Radio, Miss Diamond Real Talk, Steve Penn Show, do whatever you need me to do to help you guys, and you ain't even got to pay me. You know what I'm saying? That's what I call support. That's what I call support. Hey, J-Boy, you on the line live, man. What's up, baby? Say hello to Miss Diamond and your boy, Two True.
Miss Diamond, you talking about your boys out of town. I'm still in ATL, Miss Diamond. How are your boys out of town? I'm down here holding it down on the west side of town. You know, I ain't never the scale hot time in the west, so I'm going down. You know, I'm down two hots in the cot. You already know. I'm already up. But listen up, man. You know, I gotta do my thing. Y'all know I'm always in these streets. I'm in the house chilling tonight. I ain't going nowhere. Tomorrow night, let me go and get this out. Tomorrow night, I will be hosting the show live from Central Station. They have the long break contest, so you know your boy been cordially invited, and I will be in the field. And August 1st, Strong Pad Radio will be airing live from Club Safe, 150 Walden Street, from my girl, Boss Lady. Shouts out to the homie Tacoma Cali. He having his album release party out there. We got to get some of that music to y'all. I'm working on that. I promise you. I've been working on it. I'm going to make sure it gets done.
Hey, Jay, we know Strong Pack Radio on Thursday and Saturday nights, man, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. on the West Coast. Give us that phone number, man, so the listeners can call, you know, when they up late at night, when they getting ready to
okay,
go
yeah,
to the
yeah,
club,
yeah.
And they can check
hey,
out
yeah.
the show out, Strong Pack Radio.
347-637-3966. I mean, we grinding hard. We trying to catch up with Two True. You know, we neck and neck as far as we connected. But, you know, we trying to get our audience as big as that. You know what I mean?
Don't even trip, man. Don't even trip, man. Don't even trip. When we get into Atlanta and we get the staff on point where, you know, we got the ladies calling and, you know, reminding all the artists they need to call in and call this show, call that show, send your music, get on CoreDJRadio.com, Yin Yang Twins. It's all good, man. That's how we're doing it, man. We're going to build one another because without each other, we don't have nothing.
Shit, you already know. Yo, P, how the weather is in Connecticut, man?
Yo, it's cold, man. It's been raining a lot up here. It ain't as hot as it is down there, but it's comfortable. You know, I'm enjoying myself.
Hey, summer rain. That summer rain, you know, Carl Thomas said it best. You know what I mean? That summer rain, boy, that's a beautiful thing. Especially when you get them wet T-shirts going. But let me stop.
I know that's right.
But
hey, when the young ladies get their hair done, I bet you couldn't get one of them to tell you that they like the summer rain.
hey,
check
man.
This out.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I got something fresh on my mind we need to get into, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, Jay. Don't leave, man. I mean, hang around a little bit. I want to bring my girl Gail on the line, too, so we can say hello to Gail, man, because she's been hanging around for a while. I don't want to, you know, keep her waiting too long. We might get her to drop. Gail, this is your boy, Too True. What's
hey,
good
baby.
You got? How you doing, baby doll?
I'm doing fine. I have a bunch of girls over. It's Girls Day Out, and we're listening to you live.
Ooh.
Baton Rouge.
I love it. Baton Rouge. Girls
yeah.
got a listening party over there. I really appreciate
it's
that,
girls
girl.
Day Out, and actually, I'm doing hair, and they're sitting, and they're waiting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so I won't play no nasty music or nothing like that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to pick something out special. Diamond, that's Gail on the line. Would you want to say hello to her?
Hey, Gail. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I got your email. Thank you for sending it.
Okay. Hopefully you get back with me. I've been wanting to speak with you live.
Check your email. I got back to you the same day, I think.
I
check my emails every day, all through the day. So if you send me one, believe me, I got it.
Okay, I'm going to have to check
it
because I don't know.
Yeah, Gail, you on point. Gail, I seen Gail invitation. Gail, join Core DJ Radio. Join this one and see you right on point. Man, I love that, Gail. You really are a supporter, and I appreciate this. Gail, I got something special that I want to share with you guys. It's a young artist. His name is he goes by the name of The Ambassador. It's a young hip-hop artist, and, you know, I don't feel guilty for mixing the secular and the gospel hip-hop these days because, like me and Steve says, if it's hot, it's hot, plus God is number one in my life. This is the spoken word by Ambassador. It's exclusive to True Radio. You heard it here first. Check these guys out, and we'll be right back. It's simply the spoken word.
And yo, mates, I love you, praying for you, hoping you last. Here's a word of caution, don't let preachers promote you too fast. Be led of the Spirit, do everything within God's time, and ensure the choir singing these lyrics is God rhyming. If you a baller, I ain't jealous of you. When the earth's destroyed through Christ, I live forever, so think about it, I'm jealous of who? Bloods and Crips got beef that's major, sporting the same color handkerchiefs Aunt Jemima was rocking when Master raped her. To all you MCs, hear my cry. Stop playing with Jehovah's name for lesser things. Other brothers have died. Jesus loves you just like he loves me. But if you don't repent, he'll crush you just like he'll crush me. You heard? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Nothing else existed but God. And since the Word was made flesh, and Christ is the Word, that makes Jesus Christ God manifest in the flesh. Word. I pray Kim and Foxy have no more beef, and Jesus loves you, but Satan would love to get y'all both in hell to have a threesome. As sure as Biggie and Pac was beefing, the devil won't stop scheming till the last MC and hip hop stop breathing. So while rappers battle to see who's great, Satan's planning your wake or preparing you a trip upstate. Then when you upstate, that same devil will hop in your man that ran with your clique. Now Satan is living inside your man, banging your chick. In Jesus' name, hip hop, hear what I'm saying to you. DMX, wherever you are, I'm praying for you. And my prayer is that you would stop resisting the light, because you never have peace until you start living for Christ. I don't know your pain, but like you, it's real in my dome. And like you, I'm surrounded by people and feeling alone, but we never alone. Jesus Christ, forever the throne. At the cross, he crushed the devil head and forever is gone. Lord, I pray for every label, producer, and sound man, and every Christian selling their soul for sound scan. I pray for Nas, ODB, Ludacris, Eminem, Lauryn Hill, and every rapper that flow, and MC, this industry's wicked. Woe is me, they ain't controlling me. I pray that pride don't get a hold of me. Now everywhere I go, everybody know it's me. So Father, protect me, cause my enemies is holding heat. I spit for Christ, this lyric divine, and with his spirit I shine. And when I'm spitting this lyric, if you don't want to feel it, it's fine. And while the critics are asking, is it a rhyme? I'm flowing for Jesus. Even Sade is like, is it a crime? I pray for R. Kelly. I pray for me. I pray for Akinelli and everyone locked in the beast belly. I pray that Suge Knight would see the light, so when he leave this life, he could forever be with Jesus Christ, and it's real.
Yeah, that's my boy, Ambassador, the independent artist. One thing that you can be guaranteed of here on the Two True Radio Network, Steve Penn Show, and, you know, all of the music that you hear is exclusively by independent artists, because that's what we do. After this next song, we're going to come back with my boy Steve Penn, chop it up, and take some more calls. Please, if you'd like to get on the line live on the air with your boy Steve Penn and Tony Two True, just press 1. This is going to show me that your hand is raised up and that you would like to be on air with us. Otherwise, I won't take your call. Be right back. Carolyn Malachi.
Forgiven, forgiven. My man is good at forgiving me. But I keep on sinning. Swimming right back to you. Now they call that loving dangerously. Every time you are a hazardous. Right. I'm not that much of a deviant. I just like love on the median. Like strangers, fast and immediate. I wanna meet you on the median. That's something everybody wants to try. Everyone but the love of my life. I'm not that much of a deviant. I just want love on the median. Everybody wants to try me. Why not you? Why not I hope you? You'll forgive me. I make funny noises when you go downtown. Since you're coming my way, forget the subway and take the 69 bus.
So stuck in my man's Mercedes.
I'm not that much of a deviant. I just like love on the median. Like strangers, fast and immediate. So glad I met you on the median. That's something everybody wants. You're a criminal, everybody wants life. You stole my heart. You need my sky. Everybody wants to fly. I'll be your co-pilot. Shotgun. I'll be your co-pilot.
Snip at it right. If a woman can't express her sexuality, then half the fist I'm missing from the fight.
Good morning,
kids. Do not let the clock fool you into thinking the sun don't need value to rise. Cause first I switch my little axis, then this yellow ass comes alive. Only cowards hide for hours in dark corners under equator lines. Over the rainbow. In a pot of gold. fashion. His cash wins friends who look like Ray Dawn Chong and Dawn Brazilian waxes. At least while he's there, he's out of my hair. Stranded I am.
All wound up.
Would you like to be my relaxer?
I'm not that much of a deviant. I just like love on the median.
Would you like to be my relaxer? My relaxer.
Like strangers past and immediate, I wanna meet you on the median. That's something everybody wants to try.
Everyone but the love of my life.
Wow, wow. That's that girl, Carolyn Malachi, indie artist extraordinaire. I like that. Steve, what's up, man?
Yo, my boys is in the building. Rod, yeah. Fam. We here, yeah. Man. They here. You know
R-Y-D-E, fam. The Bill Penn phenomenon.
Yeah, I'm going to give them a mic check, man. Let me know how they sound, man. Y'all say something. What's up?
What's good, everybody? Man, I can't wait, man. Look here. I need a commitment, man. Now, we know the first independent artist show that we're going to launch in September in the ATL. Already know my boy Mr. Buckham is going to get down and show us his stuff, man. Can I get a commitment from you, Bill, baby? Will you come down and bless us, man? Will you be able to get the time off?
Oh, of course, man. I'm going to get the time off. Man. I'm going to make sure I get the time off.
Man, praise God, man. Praise God, man. We are so blessed, man. I know you've been real busy, man. You know, so your brother tell you, we keep your music in rotation, man. You're a hot artist, man. I love what you're doing, man. You're not only staying in the lab producing this wonderful, magical music, but you also hold down a job, man, with special needs kids and stuff like that, man. I just want to let you know that my prayers are with you. You know, you're going to be very prosperous in your life, and your mom and your dad raised some good men, man. I want to put it out there like that. I'm going to bring Miss Diamond on the line right now because I know she wants to say something to you, too. Miss Diamond, you live on the air. We got Mr. Bill Penn on the line.
Hey, baby, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man, just staying busy.
That's good. And thank you for joining us today. It's wonderful to hear your voice and everything. We kind of like talk on Facebook and all those other things we be doing. So how's the fam and all that kind of stuff?
It's going good. We just staying busy, man, you know, on the street, promoting, recording, doing it all.
That's right. You had a show the other day, right, Bill, not too long ago, a few days ago?
Actually, yes, we had a show this past Saturday.
Yeah, that's a blessing, man. God is good, man. You know, keep that attitude. Stay encouraged. No job too big, no job too small. We're out to please, man. That's what it's all about. And as we thank God for the opportunities that he gives us and we continue to give freely until it starts to really feel good. When the giving feels good, that's when God's abundance just opens up and like a storm of blessings just pours over our life. At least that's what's happening with me and everyone in my circle. So I just want to thank you, man, for taking the time out to chop it up with us today, man. And we look forward to you coming down and doing your thing with us, man. And like Steve and I, you know, and Miss Diamond says, you know, our niche is like this. You know, we're not going to do like traditional radios and traditional entertainment do. We want you guys to make money. So when you come to the ATL and you put on your show and you do your thing, when you leave, your pockets are going to be blessed because God has got us doing it like that, man. So stay up, and we look forward to you coming down, man. Diamond, I got a question for you there, dear. You mentioned that the light-skinned princess was online. I've got a lot of numbers on our switchboard right now. What's her last four digits? Is she on right now? I'd like to bring her on.
What's your last four digits? 9352.
Okay, all right, okay. Now, this is my niece, the light-skinned princess, also known as TT in my book, Buttons and all that. That's my little niece. What's up, baby? How you doing?
Hey, Uncle Tony Two True. What's up? Hey, Poppy Steve.
Hey, little mama. What's going on?
Nothing much. Are you enjoying your vacation?
I am, man. I'm enjoying it. I'm eating good.
I've been thinking about my little friend. How he doing?
Oh man, he running around driving everybody crazy right now. So he getting spoiled. You know what I'm saying? He like he's doing a little bit of everything. He really showing his tail right now. But it's all good because I'm about to leave him for a month or so. When I come back down there, man, I'm gonna have some time on my hands. So you
already right. Well, we got to do something with that time then.
Okay.
But I ain't gonna take up y'all show or nothing like that. I just wanted to say hey.
That's cool, man. It's always a pleasure, man. You know what I'm saying? You come through and bless us with your voice, man. That's a good thing right there. So you ain't got to rush.
Yes, you do got to rush. Okay, you guys. Anyway, I love you. I love you, my little niece. I'm gonna see
bye,
you. I'm going to see you Sunday, baby.
Right.
I'm going to see you Sunday,
all right.
Okay? All right. Hey, Steve, this one is for you and the light-skinned princess. Check it out.
Come back in. Where's Dog?
Are you crazy?
Just a little freaking. Put it up, baby.
I just got to say, girl, you're such a freaky strange way. Got me feeling pretty that you want my style, my swag, a taste of you.
Mike, I'm not going to play that song. That's my niece. Here we go, though. I tricked you. Choo Choo Radio.
Myself if the hating will ever stop. No chances are slimmer than a warden letting a rapist walk.
so I'ma take a loss and charge into the game, yo. Cause I would be the hater if I spiked your punch with Drano. Can't get right with a mentally deranged flow, but somehow I'm always able to hit whatever I aim for. So I'ma hit the target till you act as garbage that made you jealous in the first place to get the hating started. Regardless of how you despise, can't get right, I get live to make you respected even if you rejected inside. I've been pried with tactics until it's admit what's happened, to make sure we know I'm not the one when it comes to rapping. So if you're thinking the captain of making the hating happen, I'm always willing to show you the ability you're lacking, easy.
In my life, I done been through a lot. A lot of these haters really want me to stop. Yeah, they want me to stop. I see these haters and they digging my plot. A lot of these haters really want me to stop, but I'll never stop. In my life, I done been through a lot. A lot of these haters really want me to stop. Yeah, they want me to stop. I see these haters and they digging my plot. A lot of these haters really want me to stop, but I'll never stop.
Please don't stop. My mind keeps telling me if I give up in the streets, that's a felony. Haters keep staring. I sense a hint of jealousy. The look in their eyes tell stories like Hennessy. My enemies trying to keep me down like concrete. My palm leaves what you hear coming with a palm speech. Knock the flow out the palm
because I got a long reach.
Now watch how an acting ass just like a donkey. For the dead souls running around trying to haunt me, I stay on my feet and hit the obstacle promptly. Never say never, that ain't in my vocab. But my thoughts cold like a skull with no snow cap. Throwing elbows, leaving haters in a throwback. Royal don't hold back,
go on, let them hold back.
And it's a known fact, haters keep gumming, so stop hating, nigga, that's the trait of a woman.
Yeah, can't get right, exclusive, 2 True Radio, Steve Penn.
Let's go.
How your switchboard look, man?
Looking lovely right now.
Man, take some calls, man. Take some calls. I see 404, last four digits, 7260. They just press 1, so they don't want to talk. If you would like to get on the line with your boy Steve Penn, just press 1, and you'll be in. Yeah, we want to take some calls right quick, Steve. I know I've went off course, man, from what we plan to do today, but just forgive me, man. You know, when I get down to Atlanta, it'll be different.
Oh, you know, gee, I'm saying we rolling right now, you know what I'm saying? I still got my peoples up in here, you know what I'm saying? Got the boy Young Facts up in here, Miss D, Rod Fam. And on the break, man, we was just chopping it up about these shows and stuff like that, man. Like, I was explaining to them that, you know, we really push independent artists, man. We encourage artists not to pay to perform, get paid to perform. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And we were just talking about this, and they be going through it, or they had went through it in the past. And, you know, we're going to shed some light on that, but we can get to some calls right now. I don't want to lose no callers, man. I see somebody peeking right now. Last digits, 9977. You're on the air with your boy, 22 True and Steve Penn. What up?
Hi, Tony. Hi, Steve Penn. This is Gail.
That's Gail again. Gail,
hey, Gail.
Gail.
How you doing?
I enjoyed your little music you just played. And who was that lady that you played earlier? I liked that when you cut it off in the middle. You're wrong for that one, Tony.
No, okay. Now, the lady was Carolyn Malachi. The song that I cut off in the middle, it was called Beat It Up. Actually, that's my boy, Brian Wilson. That's Charlie Wilson of the Gap Band's nephew. Those are some good friends of mine, but that's kind of nasty, and I'm like, why did I play that? That was like my niece just got off the phone. Her and Steve were doing a little flirting, so I kind of thought that was funny, but if I would have just let the song play out, I didn't want to do that because my niece is going to really get me for doing that.
I understand. That's family. That's family.
So I had to just kind of like poke it in there a little bit, you know, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I have it for that one.
All right. Yeah, I can't wait till you come to our network and share your story about your experience with Hurricane Katrina. But we want to do it in the right format, and the proper format is Real Talk with Miss Diamond. I know if we do that in this format, Miss Diamond's going to be all over me like white on rice. So.
And I'm not going to let Diamond get all over you because I'm going to wait and do it right for her.
Okay, that's right. Did you hear that, Miss Diamond?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did, Gail. Thank you, baby. Thank you. We're going to hit it up. I'm going to get in contact with you real soon. We're going to talk about it. We're going to put it on maybe the second weekend in March, August.
Sounds like a plan.
That's going to be okay. Really nice. And it needs to be, because it's very important, you know. I heard some really, I'm going to mute you guys right now. I had some, and I'm going to bring some, because this subject I know probably everybody's going to want to take a bite at this one. I can't remember the professor's name, please forgive me. But earlier this week, there's a very prominent professor. I don't know, he might even be out of Connecticut, but he's a very prominent university professor, an African-American. He had came back from a business trip, and apparently when he got back to his house, he had trouble entering his door. So him and his driver were, you know, barring and trying to pry their way into the door. Well, one of the neighbors or someone was walking up the street, and they seen this happening. So obviously a good neighbor is going to call the authorities. The police came, walked in the house with the man, according to CNN, and he showed them his ID and his university credentials. He's a professor, very prominent black man, professor. And so he got kind of irate because whatever happened inside the house, obviously you're in the house, you see his ID, his address, his credentials, you know that the man is not breaking in illegally, he's breaking in his own house, yet he was arrested, drugged to jail, fingerprinted, got the criminal picture taken, and it's like it is what it is. Steve, what do you think about that, man? Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you heard anything like that on the news? I know you have.
I haven't heard anything like that, but it sounds stupid. Like, so basically, they try to get Duel for getting back into his own house, is what you're saying.
Right, which is understandable, but once they got in the house and they seen his identification and his credentials, they knew the man lived there, that was his house, but they say, because he got ignorant and loud and all irate with them, they charged him with some type of misdemeanor, out of order. How are you going to get out of order with the police in your house? So, you know, that was bothering me a little bit. And
that's,
you know,
silly, man, but that's the system, man. And, like, we got to outthink them. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta know how to deal with certain situations. We know that stuff like that is, like, not even called for, but you know, they say there's laws, but they're the number one people that bend the laws. So we got to be smarter than them and know how to handle situations. It's all about handling situations. You know what I'm saying? You know they can. You know, you got a bunch of people out here on the block, man. They ain't all selling drugs, but you can get locked up for selling drugs for not even selling drugs because they can plant drugs on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
gotta be careful. We just gotta be careful, man. You know,
yeah, they picked the wrong person this time because, like I said, God forgive me, I can't remember his name right now, but I've watched him. He's done a series on DNA, like, you know, going back, tracing your ancestries back to Africa, and I've seen a few of the documentaries that he did on that. Let's take this call. We have a call, 404. The last two digits are 7260. You can touch base on that topic or just talk about anything you want to. You're on the air live with your boy Tony Two True and Steve Penn. What's up?
Hey, Tony Two True and Steve Penn, we miss you down here in Atlanta. It's Cher Love.
Hey, Cher Love. That's my little sister.
What's going on? Miss you, Steve Penn.
You too. See you soon.
Hey, come back safe. But check it out. I was just watching this on Entertainment Tonight. They said that old boy got a lawsuit coming out against the police station. They dropped all the charges against him.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what you're talking about because it just came on this Entertainment Tonight show.
Yeah, and all he wanted was that police officer to get on the news and apologize.
Well, he also was saying something about when he had questioned them about his name and his badge, he wanted his badge number or whatever, that the police wouldn't give it to him. But, you know, it's always going to be some drama. But now they're talking about he's supposed to come out and do a documentary on how the police treat black men.
Yeah.
Profiling or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah,
whatever.
Profiling, exactly. Okay, Cheryl,
yeah.
I appreciate you calling in, sweetie. I want Gail to touch base on this because, in a way, you know, that's, you know, it's not one of her coworkers or nothing like that, but she's been in education for a very long time. Gail, please give us your thoughts on that subject. I'm sure you've probably heard of that.
So, and from what I gather, this was a black professor, and the policeman harassed him so bad, and when they asked him, he said, "What is this? Is a black man? Because I'm a black man and I live in a good neighborhood. This is why you're doing this." Now, what they updated on the case is he apologized to the police department, and the police department apologized to him. But it's, to me, if both of them was wrong, and they really need to sit down because a lot of black kids and black men are being harassed by the police.
That's right.
To be, you know, an issue and addressed. You know,
that's
it's
right.
Fair.
Yeah.
Because if you drive in a nice car and you got money, somebody's gonna stop you just because, hey, this is a black man driving this expensive sport car. What he's doing like that?
Yeah.
You know, I have a good friend of mine, Reggie Wayne. He comes to New Orleans, and he's from New Orleans. And they stop his brother all the time for driving his car because it's an expensive car.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's an expensive car. How many blacks you know drive a Bentley? Come on.
I know a few of them, but not that many, you know?
I mean, you know, they stop him every time he comes to New Orleans. What you doing with
yeah.
him? You know?
And
hey.
That's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous because you know, enough time has passed. You know, we have an African-American for our president in the country. And it just, like, to me, it's just too simple. Thank you so much, Gail. I appreciate that. It's just too simple for me to just say, like, for them to just say, okay, that's it. He should sue them. If the law provides an opportunity for him to sue because he was, like, he shouldn't have never been arrested, you know. To me, I think it was big of him to apologize to the police department, but I don't see no reason why he should have. In my opinion, you're in my house, I show you my credentials, and you're still talking crazy to me. I want to take a call from my boy Jay Strong. Touch on that for me, Jay. You're on live with us, man. Touch on that, man.
I mean, you know, they've been arrested profiling since day one. Regardless of whether you want to believe it or not, they don't give a damn about you if you got pigmentation in your skin. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I mean? I've been accosted by police. There's plenty of time because in the city of Atlanta, regardless of what a lot of people believe it or not, the whole city of Atlanta on the west side is called a DC6, which is a drug control area. They can lock you up at any time, stop you at any time, question you at any time about anything, and if you get smart with them, they can lock you up on the DC6 for crossing the street, standing at the corner. They can make up a lie, say you stood there too long, or they say you speak to somebody looked like you made a transaction. So the way you fish that is, when you see them coming, you just stop. And be very respectful to them. Get them on out your face. I mean, because what they do their best. They do their best to make you do something in a mood that they can say was an aggressive action so that they can react to your reaction, which in most of the times mean you going to jail. Secondly, I learned this from a police. At all times, the police want to have every black man name in the system some type of way. So they will lock you up for anything, whether it be the smallest of misdemeanors to you ran a stop sign, you forgot your license, I'm going to lock you up to something major. They going to lock you up, you know what I mean? Or they trying to lock you up so that your name would be within the system. And that's something I learned from a police.
Yeah, that's right. Like, that's right, Jay. Thanks for touching base on that, man. We're gonna listen to a little bit more music, and then we're coming back with some more conversation. Any topic anyone wants to talk about, we'll do that. You know, we're on cruise control. We normally do most of our talking on our Real Talk show with the lovely, the luxurious, my big sister, Miss Diamond. But we do that, too, on Two True Radio, the Steve Penn Show. The number is 347-884-8065. If you'd like to be a part of this conversation or you want to just listen, you're online. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you. This is Offset by my boy, Mr. Buckham, and we'll be right back.
You have been here with the North Outside. Yeah. Deal in the bank, bank. Green on state, iced out lane, lane. Blue cool rank, rank.
Oh, show, show. Oh, show, show. Oh, show, show. Oh, show, show.
OFFSE. Offset show. Rockin' ballies on that groupin' bitch. My partner in the trap and he be bunkin' off that stanky shit. That was packed, touchdown, now we finna get retarded with it. Brand new whip, yeah, I bought it with that swag money. Bippy look, get on, bitch, boy be puttin' on. Spaceship ridin' and I'm Ralph Lauren buyin'. Put the offset rims on the coupe, now I'm flyin'. Yeah, I'm looking for your girl, tell that hoe to stop. And I'm looking for the money, yeah, the paper, I'ma find it. Different colors in the shoe, make them hoes say, run it. Loaded out in the bucket, full throttle, I'ma gun it. Got me boo, cool, whips all day, kept me stunting. And I let my money talk, y'all walk, saying nothing. If your jewelry ain't real, it's like you ain't wearing nothing. And my swag automatic, gon' gotta hit the button, yo. Deal in the bank, bank, green on stink, bank. Ice that lane, lane, blue cool rank, rank.
Oh, show, show, oh, show, show, oh, show, show, oh, show, show.
OFFSE, offset show.
What it is?
Hey yo, what up? This your boy Steve Penn, and y'all rocking with your G, Too True, on Too True Radio. So what I want y'all to do is tune in, get up, turn your radios the fuck up. We here, yo DJ, take the music back. Indie artists, stand up. We live, baby. We got an outlet right now. It's all good. Get yourself, put yourself on blast and holla at that dude.
A.K.A. 2-T-I-U,
True
Tony. You'll put the magic on my friend Lou,
True
Tony. They don't believe that you're too true,
True
Tony. Now show the world, homie, what you do,
True.
I'm in my room with my headphones on, zoning,
True.
Waiting for 7 o'clock just to break bread with my homies,
True.
Bumping them indie artists, combo with any caller,
True.
347-884-8065,
True.
Embrace the movement, we the face of that ghetto music,
True
and pen, we moving in, we keep the world influenced,
True.
No time for ego tripping, infiltrators intruding,
True.
Y'all having problems with your
defense, only got the solution. A man with a briefcase, not your duffel bag, boy. He's tuning when ain't tuning in, yo, that's a bad choice. He got the drop on that new fucking tabloid. In the scoop on them crews, making mad noise. We deep in the set, y'all peeping the best, y'all best to ask around. We first class, the second class, passing trash around. We worldwide, what our ground, y'all better track us down. Catch us now, True Radio, the hottest sound.
Hey, what's going on? This is LC, a.k.a. Larry Cartwright. And I just want to say, I really love what you guys is doing. Especially Tony. He's taking these boys from up north and the west coast and the down here, the dirty, dirty, as they say, and making it all work like gumbo. I love it. Because frankly, I'm tired of the Mickey Mouse shit that's been going on this traditional radio. Yeah, we gonna put a stop to this. Y'all make a whole man like me want to jump back in the game. The music is so good and original. These individuals really got talent. That's all I got to say. I just want to put my two cents in, represent this two true radio movement, and I'm going to keep tuning in, and I'm going to keep telling everybody about this movement, because it's a great thing.
Two true radio. Yeah, I'm going to get, see, I got me a friend down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana now. Yo, you said you like that Carolyn Malachi, Love on the Median. So I'm going to play some more Carolyn Malachi for my friend Gail down there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But it's going to cost you some crocodile tail when I come down there. I got to try that crocodile alligator, something like that. But I know you're going to hook it up for a boy when I get down there. Check this out. This is the indie artist Carolyn Malachi with another single, Organic Soul. Exclusive to True Radio, The Steve Penn Show. Big ups, blogtalkradio.com.
Be so inclined, blow my mind all together.
are listening to BlogTalkRadio.com's hottest internet radio show on the internet. Must I say that? I do. You know, God said it's cool for me to do that. Claim it and own it and watch it manifest. I get on like that. Yeah, creative visualization. Full of faith, full of power, full of the Holy Ghost. I got some things I'm still working on, Steve. You know, I'm not perfect or nothing like that, but I'm sure trying to please God, man. Give, give, give till it feel good, good, good. What's up, Steve?
Ain't not much, man. We human, man. So, you know, we all need some things we need to work on. You know what I'm saying? So that ain't nothing. You're not alone.
Yeah. I'm gonna do a little open mic. I'm going to bring a Lady Diamond and Lady Gail back on line with us. Gail, do you know how to cook alligator, or is it crocodile tails? Which one is it that they eat down there? I know you don't eat it. You already told me.
Don't eat it, and I'm definitely not going to cook it. But I'm going to let you talk to my homegirl, Audrey. She knows how.
Okay, put her on.
Hello.
Hey, lady, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Excellent. What's your name?
My name is Audrey.
Oh, okay, Audrey. How are you? You're great, right?
Yeah, I'm great.
You're gonna show Gail how to make me some alligator legs or crocodile tails or something?
Yeah, for sure.
Which one is it, first of all?
It's alligator, no crocodile.
Is it really good? They tell me it's good.
It's really good. It tastes like fish.
Yeah, I love seafood, so I don't think I'm going to have a problem with it. I'm going to bring my boy Steve Penn and Lady Diamond down there with me, so I don't know if they're going to eat none with me, but I'm sure going to get full on some.
Oh, okay. Lady
Diamond, stuff like that. I don't eat a hog moth or nothing like that, so, you know, you're on your own, bro. You're on your own.
Hey. Baby, you good to him, and he's good to us. I love alligator.
Oh, yeah, we're going to eat us some alligator, Audrey. What about you, Steve? You going to get out with me?
Yeah.
No, actually, I heard that alligator tail was pretty good. They sell it at Papa Cool's in Atlanta. I never had it, but I heard another
one. I know that you never want to eat that alligator.
I don't blame you, Diamond.
It's good.
She says she had it and you don't want it.
This is good. Gail don't know what she's talking about.
Well, I'm sure. Gonna...
Can't talk to you. The reason why y'all eat that alligator, too true.
Yeah, I hear you.
The reason why y'all eat that alligator and them oysters and stuff, we know why. That's why you want them to cook it. Slow down. That stuff is awful.
She had baby aphrodisiac.
No comment. No comment. You know what? Y'all gonna make me play some music by Ambassador. It's called Simply Jesus. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir. That classic official. But it's all about no doubt there's a God who sent. Hey. I'm getting amped just thinking about him. Father, Abba, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you're outside of. All you made, you say with a clay, you're our potter. We can't say, why'd you make us this way? You're our sovereign. Reign and you reign over kings. You're the king of the kings. You rock hearts and spark singers that sing. Our hearts lean in the wrong direction. Took the cross beam to redeem. Plus, you got a strong election.
No best, but oh yeah.
You give strong protection.
No stress, you don't sweat.
You're so calm, you're sitting
on a throne in your throne room.
There's strong reception
for the prayers of your people.
Now that's a strong connection. You hear me now since the sun's palms were stressing. We take the 150 of Psalm suggestions.
Praise.
You got a love for your son that's unequal. Your government is one. You don't run in this unsequel.
You should have turned for the sinner,
We give honor to the one who sent.
You should have turned for the sinner,
Give honor to the one who sent. Jesus, the Son, sent one, the word, Logos. Got a few names and then some you heard, Agua. I'm not sure if you had, so I gotta. But
him and his ways on center stage. I'm like, ta-da. I try to tell the people on the block they don't know you. They think your hair's blonde and your two eyes are so blue. No true people are the same, this is so true. But those two people get your reign, this is so you. Cause this is great, and I found that your great is special. But it's common like a Chi-Town rapper. You got holes in your hands, same hands with them holes in them. Got a hold of control on this land. Man, you got the mold in his hand. Hands mold human soul. Put the body, the soul goes in the plan. What's the take on flesh and lips and left? Dies and rise to save men and women, then step. Yep.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. We give honor to the one you sent. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Give honor to the one you sent.
Last but not least, the Paraclete I speak on. Full deity, but often the people sleep on. The low-key, invisible Holy Spirit who keeps blowing. He gives life to the Holy Spirit, we're reborn. For some, this is just a reintroduction. Or this God's sending it, we ain't accustomed. He interrupts and drops belief in our guts. And light in his face, I guess you say, we got a trust fund. He's called Advocate, with no magic kit. He does miraculous acts, he does an abracadabra it. Some call him it or a power and not a person. We call him a powerful person, we did hours of searching. We can grieve him and lie to him. The scriptures he breathes and open our eyes to him. We can live or die to him, we can give a cry to him. Hands in the air, groans go up and come back, answer the prayer. Oh, I'm giving you some extra bars. Your humility's killing me, you willingly seem to let applause go to the Father and the Son, both described as the Savior. You always put the Jesus and you slide off the radar. You enter in a heart that is wired for chaos. With just a little spark, you desire the veil. The face to get supplied, you revive from the graveyard. I mention you as God, cause you are when we praise ya. Ah, oh man, I know. I'm going too long. Come on.
You're a fresh wave, you're a fresh wave.
Lord, help me. Steve Penn.
I got a
yes,
question.
Sir. Steve.
I got a
live
question.
Radio.
I got a question, homie.
Man, I got to say something first.
All right.
This is live radio. I did not mute myself. I'm all on the radio talking about I got to cash this check. We're going to go get some pork chops. Did you hear that, man?
I didn't hear any of that.
Okay. Hopefully the audience just heard that. Let me ask Diamond. Was she gonna kill me? Diamond, did you hear that?
Yes. Sorry, I didn't.
You didn't, Gail? Did you hear that, Gail? Did you hear that, Gail? Doing hair. Maybe they didn't hear it. That's okay. I told on myself anyway. Steve, what's up, man? What's the question, big bro?
I got a question, man, back to this alligator stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask my man, Fax, for Rob Fam. I wanted to ask him, yo, Fax, man, you know how to make alligator, man?
Nah, I don't really know how to mess with the alligator tail, homie. I don't make hot alligator, man. I make hot music, feel me?
Okay, that's
what
right. It is, then. You should tell us about it, man. Like, you know, what you cooking up, man? What you cooking up in the lab right now, man?
I mean, right now, we trying to bang out these summer joints, working on the second mixtape right now. Y'all got some of our joints, The Past, The Kid, I'm Sorry, End of the Tunnel. You know what I'm saying? Just to name a few.
That's what's up, man. So who inspired you, man? Who influenced you to do what you do, man? Because what you be doing, man, is hotness right now. Some great stuff going on with your camp, man. So what was some of your inspiration, man, growing up? And, you know, how you start, you know what I'm saying, formulating your rhymes, putting your rhymes down, man, and staying witty with it?
I mean, with me, writing's always been a hobby with me, but as far as the music-wise, I mean, where could I begin? I mean, AZ, the old Jay-Z, KRS-One, Grandmaster Flash, I mean, to name a few, you know what I mean? But I feel as though I'm my own inspiration, and my motivation is my own determination, you know what I mean?
That's what it is. That's what it is. So as far as the grind, man, what you been doing out there, man, as far as networking, and how do you utilize your networking skills, man? And if there's any young kids out there on the street, up-and-coming artists, man, what would you tell them? Like, share some of the things that you had to go through to get to the point where you at right now?
I mean, as far as the networking go, I mean, I'm open to do music with anybody as long as it's good, as long as you got that future head and you got your mind stay on point. And so as far as, like, just sitting there and making music just to make it, I ain't with that. I'm using this, you know what I'm saying, put food on the table for my family. But as far as just making all this music, I mean, it is what it is.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So let the people know, man, how they can get at you, man. How can they get in touch with Facts from Rob Fan, man? You got an email or something, man? Go ahead, do your thing, man. Like, I'm going to roll out the red carpet for you, man, and you just let people know what it is, man, how they can catch you.
No, definitely. Of course, you hit the MySpace, myspace.com/Ryan1. I mean, you can also hit email, rydentertainment@gmail.com. Log in contact with me. Face Facts, you know what I'm saying? Facts.ryan@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up on my Yahoo, gritty26@yahoo.com. Right, man?
That's what it is. That's what it is. How about you, Miss D, man? You know how to make alligator, man? What you good at making, man?
Nah, I don't get down with the alligator. Definitely don't. Too True, just want to give you a shout-out. This is me, Miss D, checking in. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. I'm loving this. I'm really loving this, you know. I'm loving it. I'm feeling bad because when you guys come down to Atlanta, you guys not going to eat no alligator tail with me, but that's okay. We'll do some chicken and ribs.
I can do the chicken and ribs. That sounds pretty good.
I love you guys' music. We spin you guys' music constantly, you know, on all of our shows. We do that. And one thing I want to do, you know, like I like to ask this question, but it's not a question this time. I'm just going to make this statement. I usually ask artists, where can our listeners go and request to hear your music? And the answer is always a resounding, either they don't answer or they say, not yet. But that's what Steve Penn and Lady Diamond and I are doing. We're not trying to do it. We're spinning you guys' music on the radio. Now, you know, it's new. Internet radio is relatively new in that when you tell an artist, I'll play your music on my radio show, oh, that they get really excited, and then when they hear internet, oh, okay. But what they're not understanding is the hottest radio show in the city where you live, Waterbury, nobody in L.A. ever heard of it. We don't know your radio host. Never. And we never will. The same way with the hottest show in L.A. is never heard in Connecticut, New York. They don't know nothing about those guys. And they're making millions of dollars. But the difference and the advantage of the internet radio is internet is what? WWW, World Wide Web. So your music is being played at any moment all around the world. And one of the primary goals of Two True Radio and the Blue Era Entertainment is to have the music on 24/7 around, networking. So what you guys should do, like we tell all the artists, Steve and I, you know, have them call our show and request your music. And when you guys get ready to come to our network and do interviews, network. That's what I think Steve's question was earlier. You network. You call up everybody you know, everybody in your family, all your friends, all your fans, all your groupies, all your wannabe folks, and have them call the show. Because not only are you helping to expose your popularity, but you're helping our movement grow. And we're building a coalition because the traditional radio don't give a damn about you. You know, the clubs, they want you to pay, sell tickets, do all this type of thing. Now, if you could go sell 20 or 30 or 40 tickets to get on the mic and don't get paid, you just got tricked because of your enthusiasm and your desire to be on the radio and to get your music out there so you can compete and you can really eat. If you could sell those tickets, you could sell tickets for the artists, fans, to come watch you perform and get paid for it, and to come watch other artists, independent artists, even though you're not performing that particular night, encourage them to buy tickets to support this movement. It's way more hot independent artists than there are mainstream artists. And the only way things are going to change is if you guys and us change it. And that's what we're trying to do right here, you know. So I just want to encourage you guys. We love y'all music.
Definitely. We definitely appreciate all the support. And, you know, that's basically what we're trying to do here, just, you know, get our music out there and, you know, definitely network. We appreciate what y'all doing, and you know, whenever we can help out, we definitely be there for y'all as well in return, and we're definitely looking forward to coming down in September, you know, so we appreciate that.
Absolutely, and we appreciate you because we understand more than anybody else that this Two True Radio, Steve Penn Show, Real Talk, all these shows would be nothing without you guys because I'm not interesting enough to keep nobody on the radio for 2 hours. It's what you guys are doing, and, you know, so... Really, it's our pleasure to do this. It's a blessing, you know. I'm going to tell it again. It, you know, this radio show has taken me from Social Security disability to ain't no telling how much money I'm going to be making next year. And I give it all up to God. It's not me. It's God. The only thing it is I recognize that here is something that you can do to make God's heart smile. And when you think like that, when God shows up, he shows out. He's a big God, so he blesses big, you know, and it's a joy, you know. I just love it, you know. I didn't know that, Steve, I didn't know that, you know, there was other people around, you know, Bill creating this wonderful music that he's doing, you know, like the music, the kit, you know. The brother said, what's his name again? I'm sorry.
Facts.
Facts, like, fax me a letter?
Facts as in the truth. Facts as in the truth.
Oh, like, yeah, this is the fact. Okay, here's another fact. This is definitely a fact. This is one of the hottest tracks on Two True Radio, and thank God it's an exclusive, the Steve Penn Show. Check this out. This is my boy again, Bill Penn, the kid. Get with this.
Yo, facts. Yo, Sheffield, what's good, fellas? Y'all put a fast one on me last night, man. One minute I'm looking at Stanford, he's talking to this little chick at the bar. Then I turn around, look at facts deep in the corner. The next thing you know, I don't see y'all for the rest of the night, man. Good, man. What happened? Y'all must have had a long night, man.
I sampled the kit. Yeah, I sampled the kit. I hit her real quick. She said, jump off shit. After I smashed, told her, pick up her shit. Now kick rocks, baby. Wait on the block, baby.
Yeah, he sampled the kit. Yeah, he sampled the kit. He bust real quick. Yeah, that dude was the shit. He thought he smashed. Don't make me laugh. You knew you couldn't laugh. Now that shit on blast.
Man, I step in the spot. This one thing on my mind. Trying to get a mommy. Been touching the neck. See what you do. I ain't tripping on that. These shorties is reckless. I make these chickens work for their breakfast. Go low, slurp up, can't squirt on my necklace. Listen only too well. They gon' get some tea crowd. Ick in your box, mom. Only way you beat round. Now run and tell your friends that the boys be swell. I don't do kiss and tell. But you know all the females. Can't wait to run and tell their friends all the details. Starting in the bar, couple shots light in the mood. Bottles of the bubbly, bar burning so lovely. Mommy on the dance floor, getting a mirror dance on. Caught her reflection, her eyes making that shit. From that minute, that moment, that very second, I knew we was sexy. Go rapping for protection. I sampled the kit, yeah, I sampled the kit. I hit her real quick, she said, jump off shit. After I smashed, told her, pick up her shit. Now kick rocks, baby, wait on the block, baby.
Yeah, he sampled the kit, yeah, he sampled the kit. He bust real quick, man, that dude was the shit. He thought he smashed, don't make me laugh. You knew you couldn't laugh.
Hey yo, you sampled that shit? Yeah, I sampled that shit. I had to tell her quick, man, that ass ain't shit. Had better air work, it's a gift from a curse. Got shorty bobbing for apples till my kids disperse. Ha, real talk, man, that kid ain't all that. It had a fire order plus the titties was black. I felt like I was five, playing some kitty cat. Your boy's still loco, stoking that crack cat. And he's down on the first round, but the way I lay it down. Claiming that her legs is engaged, there's a boy for that. Not shorty topless, I'm on the cock. Yeah, this semi's fully loaded. He ready to cock it. Then I woke up to a slip of the fist. I got money on my mind. I proceed to the strip. Shorty yelling and screaming. I ain't feeling this shit. So I told her the kid rocks. Now you sample that shit. I sampled the kit. Yeah, I sampled the kit. I hit her real quick. She said jump off shit. After I smashed, told her pick up her shit. Now kick rocks, baby. Wait on the block, baby.
Yeah, he sampled the kit. Yeah, he sampled the kit. He bust real quick. Man, that dude was the shit. He thought he smashed. Don't make me laugh. You knew you couldn't laugh.
I just blame it on the alcohol Friday night. I'm at the bar like, ma, can I buy you a drink? And then later on, possibly blow some stink. Shorty 5'7", red like a Georgia peach. I'm on my Bobby Valentine like beep, beep, baby. I ain't go with handsome, I'm trying to be a beat, baby. Sanfield, nah, I'm not the man of your dreams. I'm just
trying to get a sample.
Now you got
one
team.
You said I got a man. I'm not a jump off type. Reverse psychology. You know my pet game, right? I said I'm just jump off. Get peace on the side. So stop playing, baby girl. Come on, let's ride. Her reply was a smile. Then she tried to
talk.
Send her with my friends. I said, boom, me. She said, let me get my girls. I said, let me get my crew. She said, meet me at the door. Just have me home by four.
I sampled the kit. Yeah, I sampled the kit. I hit her real quick. She said, jump off shit. After I smashed her to pick up her shit. Now kick rocks, baby. Wait on the block, baby.
Yeah, he sampled the kit. Yeah, he sampled the kit. He flushed real quick. Man, that dude was the shit. He thought he smashed. Don't make me laugh. You knew you couldn't laugh. Now put that shit on blast.
I sampled the kit. Yeah, I sampled the kit. I hit her real quick. She said, jump off shit. After I smashed her to pick up her shit. Now kick rocks, baby. Wait on the block, baby.
Yeah, he sampled the kit. Yeah, he sampled the kit. He flushed real quick. Man, that dude was the shit.
Yeah, you're listening to another blogtalkradio.com hot show, the Steve Penn Show. We do it like that. I see my boy, 770, last four digits, 5461. That's Superfly. Press 1. But before I take that call from you, Superfly, I need to bless the ladies in the audience. You know, thank you, but wait there for a minute for me. I'm going to be right back, but I need to bless the ladies in the audience, all the listeners online and all that. This is my girl, Let Go by Lene Michelle, another indie artist on her way to the top. I was thinking, Steve, you're there with me on the line. I'm going to play this Let Go by Lene Michelle. We're going to have Superfly when we come back. But, you know, you and I have been thinking, we've been putting the show together in our mind before we booked the date and the venue. You know we're going to have Mr. Buckham. We were praying to have Bill come in and knock it out the box. But the beautiful thing about it is I was thinking, you know, we need a female on that ticket now. And, like, the kit that just went down, the young lady, tell me her name again that I just spoke with. And I won't keep forgetting y'all names.
It's Miss D.
Miss D, that's it. Miss D, I hope you come and set it off for us, but we'll be right back with my boy Superfly. Let's do this. Hey, yeah. Ah. Lene, Michelle. That's the whole show, Steve. That's ever.
Take advantage of my body, baby, 'cause you know I love you, it's so okay.
Lene Michelle, yeah, let go. You're listening to the Steve Penn Show. Big ups to blogtalkradio.com for making this all happen. When the headquarters is officially launched Monday of this coming Monday of next week, we will be on premium. We got some stuff coming for you guys. Right now, Steve, let's bring on my boy Superfly. Superfly, what's good with
Hello.
You, baby?
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up?
Man, just doing this music, man, giving thanks to God. What's good with you? You back in the ATL, huh?
Yep, back home in the A-Rage. Hook up my homegirl, Kat, try to get her in the studio so she can, you know, put something on.
Man,
we got some
man.
Other people I'm trying to work with, too, but I'm trying to do one at a time.
That's right. Keep everything in orderly fashion. And, Steve, you're on the line with us, man. Oh, TJ Superfly's back in the saddle again in the A. Y'all, we got
Hello,
a look
Steve.
Up,
what up, homie? What's good?
Yeah, I hit him up early. I forgot you out of town.
Yeah, I seen that you called, man, you know, but, you know, my phone's kind of nervous right now. Like, it'll ring, but I can't answer the call, basically. So I seen that you called. I'm definitely going to get back at you, but, hey, we chopping it up right now, so it's good.
Yeah, that's what's up. Nothing. I'm trying to get wait till you and Pops get out here so we can do our thizzle.
That's right.
Man,
TJ, you've been killing them down there in Florida, networking, foot soldier, promoting this thing, man. You send us
we
some
had
artists,
fun out there, too.
Yeah, you send us some artists from Florida, you know, the Flo Rida, you know. So everything is going good, man. Like, you know, like I said, you know, we going premium plus when I get into Atlanta. So our radio show, is even the sounding of our radio show is going to the next level. So I'm just really excited about all this, man. We have my boy, I got it, man. Look, this is a great blessing for me. He caught me on the air. This is one of the busiest men in internet radio. He's got a gang of shows, the one and only DJ F of FNF Studio, one of my serious inspirations. What's up, Uncle F? What's up?
You got me smiling. Thank you for that introduction.
Hey, you know
you
it's for real,
smiling.
Too, man. I ain't blowing
yeah, I
up,
know.
Man. It's real.
I
but
know, yo.
Else, man. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, man. Been missing you, yo. Been missing your voice and everything, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that I had time to, you know, tune in. And it's just funny how God works because I had a show from 7:30, so I just had it just for an hour, and then I'm, you know, searching through, and I was like, my man is on. I was like, I gotta go, you know, and show some love. So I'm happy, you know, to be tuned in with you for sure.
Man, tell me, man, how you liking that Core DJ Radio so far, man?
Oh, I'm loving it. That's networking up the.
Man.
That's networking, man, for real.
Man,
that is network. So how you got hooked on it and everything?
Well, when I started doing some serious numbers on Blog Talk Radio, they just started sending me information on the right areas where I should be networking for these independent artists, and that's one of the leads that they gave me. But I'm going to tell you, man, where I've learned most the most important lesson I've learned about. Once you get the artist, how to bring the artist in, their music into the rotation, and how to get them on to internet is your cousin, Shawnee, man. She's killing them, man. That girl
yeah.
is super, super professional. So I like, you know how I do, man. I see something you do good, I incorporate it, man. I started chopping it up with Shawnee, and I incorporated it, man. And, you know, my switchboard's blowing up, and I've got great music. I don't know. One of the artists that... FNF Studio, you guys, Shawnee hooked me up with is Lene Michelle, man.
Yes.
She's like, she's spinning like at least two songs on every radio show now.
No, Mom, play something different.
She was telling me, she was like, Tony up there supporting baby girl like crazy. And I was just busting out laughing. I was like, that's good. And you know, that's how we do because, you know, just like, you know, anytime when I have somebody, I throw them your way and we like a brother and sister show. It's a young lady named Luanda Michelle.
Right. She's coming next.
Right.
Yeah, but see, the thing is...
Which one? Is it the I Can't Deny?
No, I don't have LaWanda yet, but either you or Shani told me you guys are going to send it to me, but what's happening is, you know, this coming Sunday I will be officially in Atlanta. So everything is kind of like slowed down a little bit so we won't just be overwhelmed and I can't follow through and, you know, so I'm kind of pumping. I've kind of pumped the brakes on a little networking right now. But
okay.
Once we get into Atlanta effective Monday, man, it's like off the charts. You and I, we're going to start doing link shows and we ain't going to give up too much right now. But, you know,
exactly.
Yeah, you know, exactly. We've got another character, man, in our network now, Granny, and she is hilarious, man. So
okay, when can I check out her show?
Man, like Granny is going to be when we get to Atlanta, we're going to formulate everything and do everything in an orderly fashion, organized. So what Granny is going to be doing is she's going to appear on all the shows, hopefully yours too.
Okay.
And, but she's going to do an episode, not an episode, what you call it, like not an episode, but, you know, like a segment, actually,
okay.
Like a 15-minute segment. But Steve and I, we haven't really, you know, like laid it down and go. We're just tossing it up. We know Granny's on, but we want to do a segment on one show where she's got 15 or 20 minutes, and then she's going to obviously call in all the other shows. She is hilarious, man. You're going to love her. Steve, you're on the line with our boy F&F, man, Uncle F.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Will you be on air this Friday?
Steve will. I'll be traveling.
Okay, then, golly, because I'm doing this special show and I wanted y'all to, you know, tune in. Well, the show for me will be 8 to 10. When Steve's show will be on?
That's going to be like 7 to 9, Friday. 7
okay,
to 9.
Okay, 7 to 9. Oh, so we're going to be like overlapping each other, basically.
Well, y'all link up or do something, man.
That's yeah, we're going to do that.
Yeah, Steve, you still with us, Steve?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, how you doing, Steve? How you doing, buddy?
Chilling, man, chilling.
Okay, I know this one, right?
D.C.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right, man, Baltimore, Maryland. I'll be close down there, man. What we going to do, man, I appreciate you calling in, Uncle F, man. I can't wait to get down there, man. My next stop is definitely got to be, you know, in Baltimore, Maryland. I've never been there, but it was a show that used to come on years ago. This black dude, he was a detective. I can't remember the name of the show right now, man, but I love that. I love that swag. So I'm gonna be down there like in the wintertime when it's real cold, so I can wear
okay,
coat, hat, you know. You know what I'm
okay,
saying?
You know, right, you're
man.
Welcome.
Hey, much love to you, F, man. Thanks for calling the show, man. We're gonna play some music like we do. This is some exclusive Money Meets the Don. She strapped. We'll be right back. My boy Steve Ben.
She strapped. Little mama so strapped. Little mama so fine. Little mama shoe ride. Little mama shoe ride. And little mama so sick. Little mama so fine. And when she turn around, hey, check her up behind. Hey, and she trash. Hey, and she trash. Hey, and she trash. Hey, and she trash. And little mama so strapped. I want to see it clap. And mama so fine. Yeah, look at her behind. Hey, and she trash. Hey, and she trash. Retarded, but she fine, she don't need help. When we in the club, at least she took it from the top shop. Lil' mama get a little jazzy, but she ain't jumped. Be around a lot of girls, call me the young black belt. I'm clean as the whistle, so official like the damn wealth. And she hot, so hot, she bout to damn melt. And she got these niggas tripping, better watch your steps. She already know, I'm not the type to play games, but she the type to take change, man, from these damn lanes. And she watching me, yeah, when I'm changing lanes, hydraulic car lifting all, but don't need a cane. Name Mercedes, plus he drive a Benz. And I'm with some boosters, like some coders, she can breathe with friends. And she know she with it, got a man, but ain't permitted. And no ass like a puncher bag. You know I'm gonna let you know she's new, I'm so fine. And when she turn around, hey, check her up behind, hey. And she's trash, hey, and she's trash, hey. And she's trash, hey. Let me see it clap. Hey, let me see it clap. Ma, let me see it clap. Hey, little mama so
the truth, you gotta see her hips. And she shine like lip gloss, you gotta see her lips. And the way she move her body, you a squishy strip. R. Kelly like a snake mind, yes, she read a bit. Hey, little mama so gifted, yes, she talented. A bad girl, she turned around and I battled it. And she like it from the back, so hey, I handle it. And she gets that thing whacked like a candlestick. Hey, everybody watching her, change to a channel. Gotta hump up in the back like she was Miss McCamel. Use my hands like Bobby, do they own this? And her ass up to the five like Abe Lincoln. And she got some loose pipes that'll leave a leak, yeah. I done run the ass naked like she in the street, yeah. Got a tongue ring, so I guess she is a freak, yeah. So I'm about to send her mama for a brother meet, yeah. Hey, little mama so deep, little mama so fine. And then she turn around, hey, check her behind, hey. And she trash, hey, and she trash, hey, and she trash, hey, and she trash. And little mama so trash, and mama's so fine, yeah, look at her behind, hey. And she strapped, hey, and she strapped, hey, and she strapped, hey, and she strapped. Little mama's so big, little mama's so fine. And when she turn around, hey, check her up behind, hey. And she strapped, hey, and she strapped, hey, and she strapped, hey, and she strapped.
Hey, little mama's so strapped.
Money Meets the Don, doing it real big. We got like 10 minutes left on blogtalkradio.com's one of the hottest shows on the internet, the Steve Penn Show. We're going to keep it moving. It's a little change by Steve Penn. Cream! Be right back.
Showing emotions, turning hood rats to white. So I'm making one to act like that. Used to be my homie, used to be my ace.
that used to be a rider. Something got inside her. Maybe it's the Louis, or it could have been the Prada.
You really have changed. I mean, you changed the game.
Used to be my rider chick, then you really changed it. Started acting weird when you seen this music thing. Now you wanna dance it, now you wanna sing it. Wanna be an actress now, like Regina King. Lil mama, slow your roll, you really are changing. I don't really think that you are ready for them things. Just a week ago, you was trying to become a dentist. Brought you around my little world, now you acting strange.
Hey yo, what happened to my main chick? Now you're acting funny. Nose in the air, cause you make a little money. I guess you know by now that you can't get nothing from it. Cause you was just a phony, lonely, cold tone. I fell for the okie dokie, thought I had a trophy. But to my surprise, you put one on me. Now I see why niggas back and pull the OJ. Then skip down like everything's okay. Little mama, I got too much love for you from a distance. So I would never do that, but you are on my shit list. Long time ago, you got our friendship twisted. Now you wanna try to jump shit, but you missed it.
You missed none of them.
Steve Bizzle Production, Blue Era Entertainment, 6 minutes, six minutes left. Yeah, how time flies when you're having fun. Change, Steve Jen, featuring my boy Cream, indie artist, pushing the envelope. It's like that. Good music. That's how we do it, man. I really appreciate everybody calling in, you know, showing your support, giving us love. My boy Steve Penn had the Ride family with us today. We got a chance to talk to Dee Dee, my boy Fact, you know, Bill Penn, my boy DJ F, a.k.a. Uncle F, also stopped by and checked us out, showing us some big love. You guys got to check my boy out. That's FNF. StudioOnline.com. Check my boy out. He got like 100 radio shows, maybe not that many, but he's climbing. And in addition to that, what's important about it, dude is a network guru. He's networking for you. The same music you hear, some of it on this radio network, DJ F is planted in his network also. So we got to give him support, show him love, because he's spinning your music, and he don't have to, because we got a whole bunch of artists doing it like that. Steve, man, say something to your listeners.
What's up, man?
This is Steve.
What's up? Yeah, Steve Penn.
Yeah. What's up? Ride, man. Oh, man, we just got 4 minutes left, man.
Yo, True.
Yeah, can you hear me?
What's up, man?
Oh,
man. You know who you're talking to?
This Steve Penn, man. It's got to be Steve.
It's Bill Penn, man.
Bill Penn, what's up, baby? I don't know. Y'all boys got me, man. Sounded just alike, man. Yeah, man. What's up, baby?
What's up, man? True, man. It's me. This is me now. This is me, man. We was trying to see if we could pull the okie doke on you, man.
Hey,
you
that's okay.
When DJ FNF was on the line, man. Ms. D's in the lab, like, yo, your voice is too deep. It's to be him. We just having a little fun, man, just bugging out, man. We all in the same room, you know what I'm saying, enjoying the show today. You know what I'm saying? Thank you to all the listeners. You know what I'm saying? DJ F, what up? Holla at your boy, man. Send me some emails, man. Send me some music. I'll send you some music. Lady Diamond, love you. See you soon. You know what I'm saying? Cliff, I'm going to see you soon.
Hey, you know what, man? I got to spin this last joint. We got 3 minutes left. Man, one day I'm going to be somebody's chocolate bar. Check this out. This is my girl, Shani, killing us. We're going to slow it all the way down with a little romantic song from the sultry songbird, how she doing it in the Baltimore, Maryland area, all over the world like this. I'll see y'all soon, Shani. Believe that. Check this out.
I don't want you to forget. Chocolate brother, let me smother you with Hershey kisses. Your wishes I'll grant, I'll chant. You're the best, I must confess. My love and my lust, I trust you feel the same. No games will I play with your heart, so let's start to explore the possibility of you and me spending some quality time. That is, if you don't mind. You excite me like no other. Hot chocolate, brother. I won't miss the drop. Hot chocolate, brother. Give me all you got, yeah, yeah. My chocolate brother. You're like no other. Show you love like no other. Tickle me just like a key. I let you do as you please.
Enjoyed our show today on blogtalkradio.com, the Steve Penn Show, another one of them Two True Radio joints, and we've enjoyed you guys too. Thanks for making us part of your day. Don't forget, Friday, Indie Rhymes with your boy Steve Penn. Your boy Tony Two True will be traveling. And thanks, everybody, again for calling. And love you, Miss Diamond. My boy Steve Penn, Bill Penn, Didi, everybody out there, Uncle F, thanks for hanging in there with me. We're going to drop this last track by Get Right, and I'll talk to you guys later. Love y'all.
Rebel Music. Lounge on the track.
Jump up just to get funked up by 100% pure dope cuts. First you gotta have an attitude like so what, then get a little groove that'll make them go nuts. Punks jump up just to get funked up by 100% pure dope cuts. First you gotta have an attitude like so what, then get a little groove that'll make them go nuts.
Yeah, when the adrenaline rides, you